I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. An energy proposal from the Shumlin administration could become one of the biggest pocketbook issues of the 2015 legislative session. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers need to find a new renewable energy policy if they hope to stave off a significant increase in electricity costs.
If Vermont does nothing this year with its renewable energy policy, ratepayers are going to notice. That's because the clock is running out on a unique and some say flawed program that has allowed utilities like Green Mountain Power to sell tens of millions of dollars worth of renewable energy credits to states like Connecticut and Massachusetts. The revenue has helped keep electricity rates down in Vermont, but the deal is going to go sour for the state soon, since the value of those renewable energy credits is being questioned by the states that are paying so much for them. That's because, unlike many states, Vermont doesn't require its utilities to get a certain percentage of their energy portfolio from renewable sources. And regulators in other states seem poised to decide that, since Vermont isn't pulling its weight from a carbon emission reduction standpoint, they should stop recognizing the value of our renewable energy credits.
If we were to completely lose our ability to sell into the regional market, that would be roughly a 6% statewide rate impact. For some utilities, it would be more like a 20% impact.
That's Darren Springer, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Public Service, describing the potential big hit to ratepayers. But Springer says the, quote, renewable portfolio standard unveiled by the Shumlin administration this week would deliver the renewable energy mandate other states are looking for with only a minimal impact on rates in Vermont.
The goal is, how do we make the most progress towards the comprehensive energy goal of 90% renewables by 2050? How do we do that cost effectively? How do we do it in a way that saves Vermonters money, that supports jobs?
The proposal would require utilities to get 55% of their energy from renewable sources by 2017 and 75% by 2032. The bill also looks to promote small and medium-sized renewable energy projects designed to satisfy the energy needs of homes and businesses in the area. East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources and Energy. Klein says the proposal would put Vermont ahead of the curve in a nationwide energy evolution.
The whole industry is moving away from building huge baseload generation plants hundreds or thousands of miles away and having to build huge transmission lines to transport that. We're going to be going towards microgrids, smaller size generation projects called distributed generation.
The proposal would also force utilities to adopt stronger roles in the heating sector. The idea is to get homeowners to convert to electric-powered heat pumps powered by locally sourced renewable energy instead of imported fossil fuels. A spokesperson for Green Mountain Power says the utility generally supports the proposal. Dylan Zwicky is a clean energy advocate for the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Zwicky says it's long past time Vermont joined the majority of states that have renewable energy mandates for utilities, but he says the administration's proposal could go further.
It doesn't appear to be, you know, at first glance, terribly more aggressive than what we're seeing out of the state's current clean energy programs.
Klein's committee will begin holding hearings on the bill next week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.